I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Nicholas Papa is a Chatham High School attendee who loves his family and his dog. He is not very much into school or schoolwork. Nicholas enjoys traveling in the United States and exploration, as well as sports.
I believe in Morp. You might be wondering what Morp is. Morp is a person, and he is my little brother, Max Oliver Rocco Papa. He was born January 14th, 2015, oddly with a full head of hair, at least half an inch. It started in August of 2014 when my dad came to pick me up at my mom's beach house. My parents are divorced. He asked to take my brother Will and I out to breakfast. We obviously agreed because it wasn't like a free breakfast. Afterwards, he took us on a walk. Will and I could smell something fishy. It was the bay 20 feet from us. But Will and I knew something was up. My dad sat down at a table and told us we were having a brother. My reaction cannot be shared because it infringes on the school's policy of being inappropriate because of its use of profanity. But I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with Rolly Sit. 2 years later, in the summer of 2016, we are in St. Thomas, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Near our hotel room, we have a super large pool and a kiddie pool. Max, who has five older brothers, refuses to go in the kiddie pool. He wants to be with the big boys. We tell him, "All right, Max, you can go in the big pool with your brothers," as he screamed in joy. Going in a pool that is 6 feet deep is probably not the smartest thing for a toddler, so arm floaties it is. But guess what? Max will not put them on. He screamed and cried every time they were on his body. It was like arm floaties was the devil. Instead, we go on the shallow end of the pool where there's about 1 foot of water where he can play. Max immediately loved it, splashing water everywhere and yelling at the top of his lungs with happiness. Max wanted to venture out to the deep end, into the deep end where Will and I were. What we did is we hold our arms underneath Max's belly while he kicks and flaps his arms wildly, thinking he's the one swimming while we are just moving our arms. Let me explain. Our trip is 5 days. This is only the first day, and this is all he wants to do. Once the sun started to set, Max was swimming in only his diaper because everyone had started to leave. As we are leaving, he's walking by the side of the pool, and I'm in the water. His little mind probably thinks, "Hey, there's Nikki. I'm going to go jump in." So he jumps in, and luckily I spot him out of the corner of my eye. I catch him as he goes underneath and catapult him back to the surface. All I heard was his little mischievous giggling, and he made me do it again and again and again. Fast forward to Christmas 2016. I was torn about what to get Max for a gift, a two-person sled or a ball pit. My dad suggested the sled because it was going to snow soon, but I wanted to get him a ball pit, which was a risk because he may not like it, and boom, there's a waste of your money. But in the end, I went with the ball pit, and it was by far the best decision I made of 2016. It came with a netting pit that was about 3 feet wide and 3.5 feet tall, and came with 100 balls. The minute we took it out of the box and set it up, which took about 15 seconds, this kid, not even 2 yet, belly flops like his life depended on it, and started screaming in happiness. He was throwing them up in the air, kicking them everywhere, but he soon learned the terrible truth that he can dump them on the floor. So now this is his favorite thing to do, is dump them on the floor and kick them everywhere. I'm 110% sure this was better than a sled. What it means to believe in Morp is more than just loving my little brother. It's admiring about no matter what, he's always happy. He always has a smile on his face, and he's always happy to see me. Max is the kind of person everyone wants to be when they grow up. He always finds the good in every situation. For example, when my dad is bringing the tree in the house for Christmas, pine needles had fallen all over the floor. Max picks them up and throws them in the air with a huge grin on his face. And how could my dad be mad? Max is just living life and having fun doing it.